And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow Head Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Cooksley. Well, Coach, I can't even begin to tell you how many people have come up to me in the last few days and said how much they enjoyed the game this past Friday when your girls team won the district championship, winning in overtime against Battle Creek. It was a special night, and I know that you felt the specialness of it when it took place.
Yeah, I'm just glad we could come out on top in that game because there for a while it was, down three with 3 minutes to go. I'm proud of our kids for kind of digging deep, and the crowd got into it a little bit more, and it was just an incredible night and incredible environment, and I don't know if that gym has ever seen a sporting event quite like that from start to finish as far as the noise and the atmosphere goes.
Well, it was a special night, but I know that there's more to be done. And I know this group of girls that you coach, and I'm sure that they want to achieve a lot more. So let's talk about this week now. As you prepare for the state tournament, what has been the focus in practice?
Yeah, I think we're just kind of focusing on ourselves. I mean, at this point in time, you don't have a lot of time to kind of turn around and see who you're playing. I mean, you do, but, like, you just don't have a whole lot of time to prep and get everything in like you would for, like Battle Creek, where we had 8-plus days to kind of put in some stuff maybe for them. But we're just kind of taking care of ourselves, and we're just trying to focus on GICC, just some little things that they do, and we're not trying to reinvent the wheel right now. We kind of are who we are, and the old adage of the hay is in the barn. So,
Coach, as we think back to the district championship, obviously we know what Hallie McCaslin and McKinley Toby can do for your team, especially offensively and defensively too. They've been two great leaders for you as seniors. But, boy, I think back to the district championship, people like Isabel Tibbs really stepped up for you, got the start, made some things happen, especially on the defensive end, playing in the middle of that zone. Gabby Staples was just phenomenal, driving to the hoop. We know what Janae Martin can do, shooting the three. Girls coming off the bench, they've continued to kind of know and define their roles throughout the season. It feels like as we've watched it through the year, everybody's coming together at the right time. Do you get that feel?
Yeah, and we kind of talked to the coaching staff what Isabel does for us, especially defensively. Just provides a little bit more length for us. She also, she scored 4 points, and it was funny, I was joking with her yesterday. I said, hey, you know what the final score was, right? And she said, 53-49. I said, what's the difference? And she said, 4 points. I was like, how many did you have? 4 points. So I put a big smile on her face as far as that goes. But you're right. Like Maddie Dietrich, she started a bunch of games for us when Isabel went down with an injury. Charlie Myers is a good shooter off the bench. Hallie Quinn comes in and gives us just a lot of energy. And then, like you said, Janae and Gabby have done a tremendous job as far as they go in their roles. And Gabby leads us in steals, rebounds, and assists. And I just can't overstate how much especially those two mean to us defensively.
You talked a little bit about GICC, Coach. What will be the keys in that game coming up this week?
Yeah, they're your typical Centennial Conference team. I mean, they've been through a gauntlet of a schedule. They've only lost 2 games. You know, they have a little bit of size and some length on their wings. Good guard play. I mean, anytime you play a team from the Centennial Conference, they're going to know how to dribble, pass, shoot, and play defense. So we're going to have our hands full, and I think they're at the same time, they gotta prepare for some things that we do really well that maybe they don't see as much in the Centennial Conference. So it's going to be a great game, and we're just trying to stay relaxed, and we're doing some things a little differently than we have the last couple times we've went down there, and see if that's the right formula for a win on Thursday.
Well, congratulations, Coach, and to you and your team for all the success you've enjoyed up to this point, and we wish you the best of luck at the state tournament.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And, you know, like I was talking to you on the broadcast the other night, we need to make sure that our fans get there on Thursday if they can, because tomorrow's not promised on advancing. So we need to make sure that we have as many people there as we can this year.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. We'll see you on Thursday, and thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Brent.
Coach Kelly Cooksley joining us on KBBN Radio.